Walleye pollock is the Bering Sea's biggest and most valuable fishery, but that doesn't mean that the trawl fleet was ready and raring to go when the harvest opened in late January. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
In their first week of A-season, fishermen brought in just 11,000 metric tons of pollock. That's 75% less fish than last year. Krista Milani has been monitoring the catch for the National Marine Fisheries Service in Unalaska.
It's not quite up to where it was last year at this time, but it's comparable. They had a little bit of a slow start.
And that was intentional, says Randy Rothis. He's a deckhand on the Gunmar. Rothis says they and other vessels in UNICE's fleet were holding out for roe.
That's really what we're looking for. And as we get closer to March, where the roes start to get watered out and higher quality roe, this is why we're really pushing to try to start later than we really normally do.
Last winter, the fleet didn't have much luck finding pollock with lots of roe. Those little eggs help fishermen get a higher price from Japanese buyers. So this year, some vessels chose to wait. A few fished for Pacific cod for a while, instead of going after pollock when the season opened. Rothis says the fleet is seeing more roe now, and he's hoping it will bump up their earnings. It also helps that the fishing is starting to go faster for the Gunmar.
Here we are into our sixth trip, and it was our best, our quickest, and our least fuel consumption.
Several crew members in the pollock fleet say they're expecting to wrap up their season by mid-March or April. About 500,000 metric tons of pollock are up for harvest this winter. The total allowable catch between the A season and the summertime B season, which starts in June, is 1.267 million metric tons of fish. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.